ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Students at Sydney University have set up camp and have been marching through campus in support of Palestinian rights. It comes after similar protests across the United States, which have seen more than 100 students arrested and classes cancelled. Students at Columbia University, where the movement started, were yesterday given an ultimatum of midnight US time to dismantle their camp by the university's president. That deadline has now been extended as talks continue. Bassem Hawaja is a supervising attorney and lecturer in law at the Smith Family Human Rights Clinic at Columbia Law School. Thank you for joining us this morning, Bassem.
Thank you for having me.
There were reports swirling on social media that New York police and the National Guard might sweep in at midnight. Clearly this didn't happen, but were there efforts to remove students?
So what we know that there were efforts already to call in the police, because this is what happened last week. We saw as about 1,000 of us stood by as the Columbia president called the New York Police Department onto campus. Cops in riot gear, one by one, marched out students in handcuffs, who are now charged with trespass. So we've seen really an outrageous overreaction from the campus administration here, going against the wishes of the faculty, going against the wishes of the students to bring police onto our campus for the first time in decades in response to a group of students peacefully camped out on a lawn.
And what do you know about the talks that are now taking place between the university and the protesters?
We don't know a lot. All we know is that there's been another extension of about 48 hours for the school to reach an agreement with the students. As part of those negotiations, students have taken down some of the tents and have agreed not to have people from outside the Columbia community in the encampment. But the demands from the students are the same. They're calling on Columbia University to divest from its linkage, its financial links to Israel's occupation and invasion of Gaza.
There have been more than 100 students arrested, something the university has been criticized for. What sorts of things have they been arrested for?
So they've been arrested for trespassing. Kind of funny to arrest students who are paying tuition to be here for trespassing for being on campus. One thing that isn't getting as much notice is that the students were also suspended en masse without any kind of due process. And many of them have also been evicted from their dorm rooms, living spaces that they paid for, some with just 15 minutes to collect their belongings before being thrown out on the streets of New York in the middle of the night. And so, again, we're just seeing a pattern here where the school is really cracking down in almost a draconian way, pulling out all the stops to put this pressure on students. There's a lot of concern from the faculty that this is being done in a way that really quashes freedom of expression on campus. Columbia has a long history of, protest against the Vietnam War, against apartheid in South Africa, and it does seem that the school is taking this particularly harsh approach against students who are speaking out in favor of Palestinian human rights.
There have been reports that Jewish students have felt threatened by the protest. Does that concern you?
So I'm extremely concerned about students feeling safe on campus. I think it's also important to distinguish between protests happening on campus, which have been overwhelmingly peaceful, and ones that are happening just off campus that are often being misreported as being Columbia students. But what I can say is I've visited the camp several times now, and it's mostly students sitting and doing homework. A number of Jewish students are part of the campment. Just a few nights ago, I witnessed a Passover Seder being conducted at the camp. A number of Jewish students have given media interviews, have held press conferences about their involvement. And so I think, on the one hand, we absolutely need to be saying firmly that anti-Semitism has no place on our college campus. On the other hand, we need to make clear that advocacy for Palestinian human rights is not in and of itself anti-Semitic, and it's a huge problem that people from members of Congress to the university administration all the way down are suggesting otherwise.
Of course, people can campaign against the Israeli government's campaign or military response in Gaza and not be anti-Semitic, but do you accept that anti-Semitism has been some feature of this?
I can't speak to every single, quote and video going around. All I can speak to is what I've seen with my own eyes. And again, I have to stress that this is an encampment that is overwhelmingly peaceful, is, you know, involves a large number of Jewish students who are speaking out and being arrested as part of this process. And so I think we need to be really clear about that. There's a large number of voices outside campus that are certainly trying to portray this entire thing as anti-Semitic. But that, you know, I think we have to be very clear-eyed in the way that we're looking at things, right?
Mm. You mentioned that off campus there are protests that have been conflated. Do you see those protests off campus as anti-Semitic?
I think there's certainly been instances of anti-Semitism. Absolutely. There was a protester this morning standing outside off campus with an anti-Semitic sign. I later saw on Twitter that that protester was being portrayed as someone who was on Columbia's campus. So again, I think we need to be very careful in what we're talking about. But overall, you know, I think we need to focus on what is the message of these students and what is an adequate and appropriate response from the school. So if we're going to be a school that is a place where we respect free speech, where we respect freedom of assembly, where we allow students to express their views, I think we need to be very firm in that at the same time as we're saying very clearly that we don't tolerate anti-Semitism on campus.
Mm.
We can do both of these things at the same time.
You would think that both are absolutely possible, but it's about, of course, making sure that that happens. And I suppose you say it's been conflated, but the fact that there are some individuals with anti-Semitic signs is pretty disturbing, isn't it?
Absolutely. That has no place on our campus or anywhere near it.
And have the students been actively denouncing that kind of rhetoric?
Yes. The students have put out multiple statements, press releases, denouncing that rhetoric. I think that they've made that abundantly clear.
Are there concerns from some quarters that this pro-Palestine protest may tarnish the university's reputation?
I think it has tarnished the university's reputation. I think the university president has done a massive disservice to the university over the last week or so. First, in Congress, where she failed to stand up for basic principles of academic freedom, and then by very quickly, a day after this encampment sprung up. And again, I have to emphasize, this is a small lawn on campus. It's a handful of tents. Bringing riot cops onto our campus to arrest our students, these students that who pay tuition to be here, who are entrusted by their parents to our care. Those arrests were largely peaceful. We've seen all over the country now much more violent arrests at New York University, just down the street from here. Protesters were pinned to the ground. Police used mace on protesters when cops were called into that protest. And so I think that's a massive problem. And the faculty has been quite furious about it. About 100 faculty members walked out of class in protest of that response just a few days ago. There's been a letter signed by 54 permanent members of the law school's faculty to President Shafiq denouncing her approach with bringing police onto campus in this way. And again, this was done against the wishes of the university senate without real consultation from the faculty. And students are on top of the arrest being suspended without any kind of due process. And so it's just like when you talk about a university's reputation, these are the things that damage that reputation. I mean, we've seen this kind of playing out on social media, on the news in the past week.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Bassem.
Thank you for having me.
Bassem Hawaja is a supervising attorney and lecturer in law at the Smith Family Human Rights Clinic at Columbia Law School, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.